USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump recently asked the Australian Prime Minister and other foreign leaders to help Attorney General William Barr with an investigation into the origins of the Russian probe that shadowed his administration for more than 2 years. The revelation underscores the extent to which Trump remains consumed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and the ways in which he's used the United States government to investigate what he believes are politically motivated origins. Trump's interactions with foreign leaders and Barr's role in those discussions are under heightened scrutiny now that the White House has launched an impeachment inquiry into the president. Stocks finished mostly higher today as the S&P 500 climbed 14.95 to 29.76. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 96 points to 26.916. Benchmark U.S. crude fell to 1.84 to settle at $54.07 per barrel. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Anderson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Senator Cory Booker has decided to stay in the Democratic presidential race for now. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The New Jersey Democrat had just about a week ago said he'd have to withdraw from the presidential fray if he didn't hit a major fundraising goal by the end of last week. While his campaign says it did hit that goal of raising more than $1.7 million over the past several days, Booker says in a statement he's overwhelmed by the response and very, very grateful. He has struggled to gain traction in that crowd Democratic field.
CVS has halted the sales of the popular heartburn treatment Zantac and its generic store brand after warnings by U.S. health regulators. It's the latest precautionary move by retailers and manufacturers after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration warned consumers about a potentially dangerous contaminant in prescription and over-the-counter versions of Zantac. The FDA detected low levels of probable cancer-causing chemicals known as NDMA in Zantac and the related generic drugs. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As Afghans await the results of a presidential election destroyed by Taliban threats, the government used its platform at the UN General Assembly to tell the insurgents, quote, join us in peace or we will continue to fight. Afghanistan was not the only country sending a message. North Korea had one for the United States saying it was up to Washington whether now stalled nuclear negotiations become, quote, a window of opportunity or an occasion that will hasten the crisis. Monday's speeches wrapped up a meeting marked by global worries over the rising tensions in the Persian Gulf region, challenging climate rates, and the very future of the idea that large-scale international cooperation with the UN is impossible. California opened the way for college athletes to hire agents and make money from endorsement deals with sneaker companies, soft drink makers, and other sponsors just like the pros. The first in the nation law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is set to take effect in 2023 and could upend amateur sports in the U.S. and trigger a legal challenge. Here's Haley Hobson, Stanford's top volleyball recruit.
The NCAA has gotten away with being able to exploit the media rights of student athletes, and they generate billions of dollars in revenue from an unpaid labor force.
The NCAA, which called on Newsom to veto the bill, arguing it would destroy the distinction between amateurs and the pros and give California an unfair recruiting advantage. In a statement, the NCAA said it's working to revise its rules on making money off a player's name and likeness. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.